I'm as proud to be a graduate of the University of North Carolina today as I was 40 years ago. Thanks to the leadership of a great and good chancellor, this university today is the best public university in America. Chancellor Meza, I also deeply appreciate your giving me the great personal privilege of introducing today's commencement speaker. Madeleine Albright is, in a word, extraordinary. My respect and admiration for this great woman truly cannot be overstated. Over the years, I have seen her in so many different circumstances. I have seen her calm sense of purpose in times of real danger for our country. I have seen her steadfast resolve when strength and courage were what was really needed. And I have seen and I have felt her genuine warmth and compassion in the face of tragedy. All of these things I have admired about Madeleine Albright, but more than anything else, I have valued her judgment, her ability to reason, her ability to think through difficult issues, and her ability to see possible, real-world, practical, workable solutions when the rest of us simply could not. I can't tell you the number of times during my service in the Clinton administration when the rest of us were on step one and Madeleine was already on step five. She always, always was that far ahead of us. Madeleine Albright truly has the ability and the foresight to both think strategically and then to lead her team where it needs to go. She is a leader in the finest sense of that word. You know, when you're White House Chief of Staff, you get a chance to do a lot of joyous tasks. And as Madeleine would tell you, you also get a lot of chances to do things that aren't quite so joyous. One of the fondest memories I have during my days in the White House was in 1996 when the press was all abuzz about who would be the next Secretary of State. I called Ambassador Albright and I said, "Madeleine, this is Erskine, and I have two questions for you. The first question is, will you be available to receive a call from the President?" And she answered with a quick yes. "And second, if the President offers you the position of Secretary of State, are you prepared to accept?" I'm here to tell you that the joy I heard in that yes was beyond description. It was the joy that can only come from a lifetime of public service. There is no doubt whatsoever that this extraordinary opportunity and challenge resulted from Madeleine Albright's lifetime of public service. It was indeed recognition that she had absolutely earned. My friends, I can think of no one else who deserves our respect and admiration more than this great woman. Madam Secretary, I cannot tell you how honored I am that you are here with us today at my university, the University of North Carolina, the best public university in America. And I am also very, very proud that I get a chance to introduce you to a few of my Tar Heel friends. They are easily recognizable. They are the ones out there dressed in Carolina blue. So graduates of the class of 2007, honored guests and friends of the University of North Carolina, it gives me tremendous pleasure and great pride to introduce to you my friend, the Honorable Madeleine Albright.